قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة؟ قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم، وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ، أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى، قل لا أشهد، قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون.
Say, O Messenger, to the idolaters who deny you, which thing is greatest and most honored as a witness to my truthfulness? Say, Allah is the greatest and most honored witness to my truthfulness. He is a witness between you and me. He knows what I have brought to you and how you respond. Allah has revealed this Quran to me to warn you by it and to warn any human or jinn it reaches. You, O idolaters, believe that there are other worthy of worship together with Allah. Say, O Messenger, I do not bear witness to what you have acknowledged as it is false. Allah is only one Allah. He has no partner. I am free from all that you associate as partners with Him.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
The Jews who were given the Torah and the Christians who were given the Gospel recognized the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, completely, just as they recognize their own children from other children. They are the ones who have lost their own souls by making them enter the fire of hell, and they will not believe.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
The greatest wrongdoer is the person who attributes a partner to Allah and worships Him together with Allah, or the person who denies Allah's words that He revealed to His Messenger. Those who do wrong by ascribing partners to Allah and denying His verses will never succeed if they do not repent.
ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا أين شركاؤكم الذين كنتم تزعمون.
Remember the day of rising when I will gather them all together, not leaving any one of them out, and criticize those who worshipped others besides Allah. Where are your partners that you used to claim were partners to Allah?
ثم لم تكن فتنتهم إلا أن قالوا والله ربنا ما كنا مشركين.
After this test, they will have no excuse and they will declare themselves free of what they worshipped by dishonestly saying, By Allah, our Lord, we did not associate partners with you in the world, but we had faith in you and we accepted your oneness.
انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون.
Look, O Muhammad, how these people lied about themselves by denying that they associated partners with Allah. The partners that they set up with Allah in this worldly life have disappeared and deserted them.
ومنهم من يستمع إليك وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها حتى إذا جاءوك يجادلونك يقول الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين.
Some of the idolaters listen to you, O Messenger, when you recite the Quran, but they do not benefit from what they hear because I have placed covers on their hearts so that they cannot understand the Quran. I did this due to their stubbornness and their turning away. I have made their ears deaf to beneficial listening, despite the clear indications and glaring evidences that they see. They still do not believe, such that when they come to you they present false arguments against the truth and say, what you have brought has simply been taken from the books of the earlier people.
وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
These idolaters forbid people from accepting the messenger as they themselves stay away from doing so. They do not let others benefit in the same way that they themselves do not benefit. By acting like this, they only destroy themselves, but they fail to realize that they are bringing about destruction.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
If you, O Messenger, could only see them when they will be exposed to the fire of hell on the day of rising, and they will be regretfully say, if only we could be sent back to the world, not deny Allah's words and be from those who had faith in Allah, then you would see a remarkable sight of their trouble. Beneficial points. The verses explain the wisdom behind sending the Prophet, peace be upon him, with the Quran in order to convey and explain the message. Calling towards Allah's oneness was the most significant part of this. The verses negate Allah having any partner and refutes the fabrications of the idolaters in this regard. The verses explain that the Jews and Christians actually recognize the Prophet, peace be upon him, despite their external rejection and disbelief.
بَلْ بَدَا لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
They're saying that they would believe if sent back is a lie. Instead, the statement that they used to keep hidden, which was, by Allah, we were not idolaters, has appeared to them when their limbs gave testimony against them. If they were supposedly sent back to the world, they would return to the disbelief and associating partners with Allah that they had been prohibited from. So they are lying in their promise that they will believe if they are sent back.
إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا وما نحن بمبعوثين.
These idolaters say, there is no life but the life we presently have, and we will not be raised to give account.
ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على ربهم قال أليس هذا بالحق؟ قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون.
If you, O Messenger, could only see when those who denied the resurrection will be made to stand before their Lord, you would see a remarkable sight of their trouble when Allah will say to them, "Is this resurrection that you used to deny not the truth about which there is no doubt?" They will say, "I swear by our Lord who created us, it is certainly true and there is no doubt about it." Allah will then say to them, "Taste the punishment that is the result of your denial of this day, which you used to reject in the life of the world."
قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ.
Those who deny the resurrection on the day of rising and regard standing before Allah to be far-fetched are in utter loss, until, when the hour comes upon them, suddenly without any prior knowledge, they will say, because of extreme regret, "Alas for us and what disappointment, due to our having been neglectful of Allah by disbelieving Him and not preparing for the day of rising." They will carry their evil actions on their backs. How terrible are those evil actions that they carry!
وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون.
The life of the world that you incline towards is nothing but a play and deception for a person who does not perform actions to please Allah. The home of the afterlife is better for those who are mindful of Allah, doing what He has instructed them to do, such as having faith and following Him, and avoiding what He has prohibited, such as associating partners with Him and committing sins. Do you, idolaters, not understand this, so that you can believe and do good actions?
قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ.
I know that their outer denial of you, O Messenger, upsets you. Know that inside they do not deny you, because they know your truthfulness and honesty. Instead, they are people who do wrong because of their rejection of Allah's words, and they therefore dislike what you have brought and deny it on the outside.
وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكَ مِنْ نَبَإِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Do not think that such a denial is only in relation to what you have brought. Messengers before you were also denied and harmed by their communities, but they faced this with patience in their calling towards Allah and striving in His path until help came to them from Allah. No one can hold back the help that Allah has written and promised to His messengers. Information about the messengers before you and the difficulties they faced in their communities and information about the help that Allah gave them by destroying their enemies has come to you, O Messenger.
وَإِن كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكَ إِعْرَاضُهُمْ فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَبْتَغِيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فإن استطعت أن تبتغي نفقا في الأرض أو سلما في السماء فتأتيهم بآية ولو شاء الله لجمعهم على الهدى فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ
If their denial and turning away from the truth you have brought is difficult for you, O Messenger, then see if you can find a tunnel into the ground or a ladder into the sky so that you may bring them more proof in addition to what I have already given you. If Allah willed to guide them to the guidance that you brought, He would have done so. However, he has not willed this because of his wisdom, so do not be among those who are ignorant of this, and lose yourself and regret over their denial. Beneficial points. Allah, in His justice, will gather the worshipper and the one worshipped as well as the follower and the one followed on the plains of resurrection to testify against one another. Not everyone who listens to the Qur'an benefits from it. Sometimes there is an obstacle to this, such as the sealing of the heart, deafness or the like. The verses explain that even though the idolaters outwardly reject the Prophet, peace be upon him, inwardly they are certain of his truthfulness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is consoled by being informed that the denial of his prophethood did not only occur to him, but previous idolaters acted in the same way with previous prophets as well.